A preview of tomorrow's budget, the twist in the OnlyFans billboard saga, and Coldplay are coming to Perth. It's Monday, the 8th of May.
The West Live with Matt Tinney and Ben O'Shea.
G'day, Matty.
G'day, mate. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you too. Still filled with a joy from the coronation on the weekend, so I'm just ready to get stuck into the week. And big news for everybody, some special visitors coming to Perth.
Massive news.
Yep. Coldplay.
Can you believe it?
The McGowan government
Sky full of stars. They've done it. So they're going to come here in November. Okay. This is going to be massive. It's a one-off gig. Yeah. So they come to Australia, they do one gig. We're going to have tourists coming from interstate, overseas.
Are
can
we?
You imagine? We will definitely have tourists coming. No, I'm sorry. You can be sceptical a lot of the time, but I will put my money on it that this will be a sellout show.
Oh, I don't doubt it. But what proportion of that crowd do you think are going to be from Western Australia?
Well, like
there are a few Coldplay fans here in WA. They haven't been here since 2009.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people in Sydney and Melbourne who are fans of Coldplay. A lot of people overseas, people in Singapore, people, you know, they might come down for the show.
We'll see. We'll see.
Anyway, ticket details are going to be announced later this week, and we hear there will be some special guests announced at a later date
as well. How much do you reckon the McGowan government gave Coldplay?
A lot of money.
To not do shows on the East Coast.
Oh.
Like, I
but the thing is,
so
Coldplay don't
believe.
Need to do shows on the East Coast. They don't need to do an Australian tour. They do these massive stadiums. They go to Brazil. They go to, you know, London. But they don't need to.
But if they did Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, right, could be what? I don't know, $10 million, $5 million?
Yeah.
So to not do that, has the McGowan government given that amount of money to them?
Well, I'm sure we can eventually find out how much taxpayer money.
We'll never
find out. Surely we need to find out.
Roger Federer. They just say it's commercial in confidence, and they just never tell us. It's BS.
But I think, though, that it is a worthwhile investment. Look at Adelaide. They've had the Gather Round.
Yeah.
They've had all this, you know, festival of sport over there and excitement, and people are talking about Adelaide. Why are they talking about Adelaide? They should be talking about Perth. We need to have exciting things.
I agree.
I mean, I did see Sunrise Across Australia this morning. They have been pumping up the high voltage event from Frio. So
that's good. That's good. And I saw Adelaide had something else that we have had in the past that they'd pinched off us. State of Origin.
Yeah.
So State of Origin's going to be in Adelaide this year.
Yeah, they're pinching everything.
Yeah. They're splashing the cash around.
Yeah.
It's working, you know. I've had a few friends go to Adelaide recently and come back saying, wow, it's so fantastic, a real energy there.
I went to Adelaide recently.
You went to Adelaide as well.
Yeah. Mm. There was a real energy at the wineries I went to.
And now, let's talk about this fire that has started in a Maylands unit.
Yeah, so 70 Maylands residents have been forced to evacuate from this
70?
Unit complex on... Yeah, there weren't 70 people living in the one unit. It's a unit complex on Guildford Road. So this blaze started just before 6 o'clock last night. The owner wasn't home. Several units will be without power, we're told, for 24 hours. And so firefighters have deemed the cause of the fire accidental at this point. So
it's
nothing suspicious
year, right?
involved.
Heaters, electric blankets,
exactly,
all that sort of stuff.
Exactly. And the fact the owner wasn't home, so nobody's there to be vigilant.
Scary stuff. And now, talking about scary, so New South Wales was rocked recently by a soccer umpire who was attacked. And now similar violence has erupted in Perth.
Yeah, violence has marred the end of a soccer match between Rockingham and Mandurah when a supporter hurled a bottle at the Mandurah team after the final whistle. So this incident was captured on video. A man is seen arguing with a member of Mandurah FC before hurling this bottle and it shatters against the tunnel. So luckily, nobody was injured in this. Football West says it knows who the supporter is, and both clubs have condemned the behaviour and will support whatever punishment the league imposes.
Yeah, lifetime ban, I say.
Yeah. Definitely.
It's just no good. And now you've got an update on the saga of the OnlyFans billboard in Osborne Park.
Yes.
The most famous billboard in all of Australia.
This billboard has had so many twists and turns, but what is happening now is that the OnlyFans star who won a censorship battle over the billboard is now lending her marketing might to a good cause. 7 News revealed last night the roadside ad that outraged some parents is being taken down voluntarily, but not permanently.
Mm.
So Savannah, who is behind this ad, is replacing it with another billboard to pay it back. So it's going to have a QR code and it's going to direct traffic to Clothing Please, which is a WA business that diverts old clothes to charity or recycling. And it might be quite successful because Savannah plans to retire when she's 40.
Oh, yeah. And how old is she now?
She's on her way. Do you want to guess how much money she made in the first week of the billboard?
How much?
$100,000 US. $100,000 US. So the image that has been so controversial, her in her bathers.
On a beach, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that. Won't disappear entirely. Okay. So Savannah's planning to erect more billboards in Perth, interstate, and even overseas.
Wow. But so
is that successful?
Surely other people who are on OnlyFans are thinking, well, I'm going to do the same thing. Are we going to see a proliferation of this?
Of billboards?
Billboards advertising OnlyFans creators?
I think the thing is that this one was like the first, you know, in Perth. So it got all the added publicity, all the news stories, you know, whereas someone else doesn't, it's just like,
and that's the thing, right? So like what actually gave her the huge boost in revenue? Was it the billboard or was it the media attention?
Oh, it would have been the media attention. Totally. Because you think how many people drive past it.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, there's people in Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne who've seen it. Yeah, all those people who won't get Coldplay, they've seen Savannah.
Yeah, well, she's made some money. Federal government hopefully has some money. They're going to be splashing it around tomorrow with the release of the federal budget. It's an interesting time because they spend a lot. They've got to try and justify it. They've got to try and pay for it. So they take away. They give and they take away. That's how budgets work. We don't know everything, but we know a surprising amount about what we'll hear tomorrow when Federal Treasurer Jim Chalmers gets up and announces his budget. Do you want me to run through some of the things we already know?
Please do. What do we know?
Cost of living, a.k.a. Cozy Lives, which...
Do you remember that?
So how's this, though? So a colleague actually messaged me and said, no, Cozy Lives is a real thing. Like, me and my mates say that sometimes.
Really?
Yep.
And how young is this colleague of yours?
A younger colleague. Okay, younger. And then she accused me of being quite old for not knowing that.
Okay.
Guilty as charged. And so guilty. Anyway, Cozy Lives, cost of living package, $13.4 billion over 4 years. So that'll include previously announced things like energy relief for household, small businesses, investments in energy efficiency and cheaper medicines. Those energy rebates, $500 will go to 5.5 million eligible households that are on government payments and 1 million small businesses. The government on Sunday announced a plan to collect $2.4 billion more in the petroleum resource rent tax. So people in the LNG industry, not super happy about that. We'll see how that one unfolds. Health Minister Mark Butler is going to tax tobacco. It's going to go up by 5% a year over the next 3 years. Do you know how much that's going to raise alone?
How much?
An additional $3.3 billion over 4 years.
That's
so
huge.
That's not a bad way to put a bit of money back in the kitty while, you know, really doing something good for people's health. From July 1, 2025, the tax rate applied to future earnings of superannuation balances above $3 million will be 30%. So that's expected to generate $900 million over the next 4 years and $3.2 billion over the next 5 years.
Wow.
Going back to Treasury, the government has committed to $2.2 billion in primary healthcare services in a package that's the start of the Medicare reforms promised by the Labor government. So there's a bit going on here. Education, there's going to be $3.7 billion for a national skills agreement negotiated with the states and territories. You've got that childcare package of $55.3 billion over the next 4 years, which is a lot of money. It's an eye-watering amount of money. So there's a lot
going
on.
So what's going to be the impact on inflation?
Yeah, well, that's the thing, right? I think what they're trying to do is balance the money, the stimulus, with some tax cuts and
because
increased
the thing
taxes.
Is, you can put it under Cozy Lives, but then once we've got that money and start spending that money, and inflation goes up.
Yeah. You know? And then along comes,
Cozy Lives
along
is
comes
worse.
Philip Lowe. Yeah. And it's all very interesting, isn't it? And by the time the budget gets along, it does feel like we've heard it all. We'll see if there's any surprises. Not the sort of thing you really want to surprise with, though.
And I'm sure there's more Cozy Lives to come in the state budget as well.
Yeah, exactly. Sport. You follow the Giro d'Italia?
Oh, do you know what? I used to watch the Giro d'Italia with my nonno when I was young, but not recently.
How do you say pink? How do you say pink jersey?
How do you say pink?
Yeah.
So, Rosa.
Rosa. Oh, Rosa. Yeah. So that must be it, right? Because that's the name of the leader's
jersey. Sorry, I didn't know whether you meant Pink the singer there for a minute.
No. Because like in the Tour de France. In the Tour de France, it's a yellow jersey, right? The Maillot Jaune, something like that. I can't remember.
Yeah,
but so, and in the Giro d'Italia, it's a pink jersey. Anyway, so the bloke who's holding the pink jersey at the moment after stage two, Remco Evenepoel, has called out.
Where's Remco from?
I don't know where he's from, to be honest. But he's called out an Aussie rider, Caden Groves, has blamed him for a pretty nasty crash on stage two in the closing stages. So they were about 3 kilometres left to go as the peloton was ready for the sprint into San Salvo. And it does look as though Caden Groves has kind of bumped David Ballerini as the peloton was fanging it down towards the finish line, and it's caused this kind of flow-on effect, and a bunch of riders have hit the deck in pretty, pretty grim scenes. And so the race leader, Evenepoel, has come out and said, oh, you know, it's Caden Groves' fault. But, you know, Robbie McEwen, who a former decorated rider who won 12 stages in the Giro, has come out on Twitter and said, no, Groves didn't do anything wrong. It was just a little bump, not a lot in it. He didn't take his hands off the handlebars. Remco Evenepoel is a Belgian cyclist, in case you're wondering.
Oh, okay, so Belgian. Well, I was going to say, San Salvo is right near Vasto, which many people in Perth are from Vasto.
Really?
Yeah.
There you go. Well, long way
and one of our sister cities too.
Oh, yeah, nice. Mm. Well, there's I think one Aussie in the top 10, but other than that, we'll see how we go. And it's just a good little warm up for the tour anyway.
The Wild West.
Scientists have named a group of new butterflies after a villain, Sauron, from Lord of the Rings, because the wings kind of have like eyes on them, so like all-seeing eye, like the eye of Sauron, and it's a bit sort of yellowy, a bit like the
That's
movie.
Interesting.
Yeah, how about that?
Whereabouts are these scientists?
So the Natural History
what
Museum
have they been
in
drinking?
London. Yeah, well, they've obviously nerds. Big fan of J.R.R. Tolkien. So the Natural History Museum of London have named these two butterflies after Sauron. But you know what? They're not the first creatures to be named after the Lord of the Rings big baddie. The villain's glowing eye has also been referenced in the names of a dung beetle. The Sauron, the dung beetle. Disrespectful. A frog. And a dinosaur.
And a dinosaur.
Yeah, you wonder how they would know that about a dinosaur. How would they know what a dinosaur's eye looks like?
Oh, they just make it up, don't they? Look, that story was okay, but can you bring us back some more panda stories?
Yeah, I will see what we can do this week. It's a long week ahead.
Here's your challenge. I want a panda story in the Wild West this week. Okay. Just any day, I just want to know something scandalous going on in the panda world.
There'll be something going on. Don't worry about that. And that's your news from the West Australian for Monday, the 8th of May. And don't forget to subscribe to the West Live on your favourite podcast player. Maddie, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
That's all up from here. Have a good one, mate.
You've been listening to the West Live with Matt Tinney and Ben O'Shea. Australia, hold your breath for all new Blow Up.
Get ready, get set, and blow!
The most amazing balloon creations you will ever see.
Wow.
They'll make dragons.
Oh my gosh.
Supercars, and even clothes you could wear.
I cannot believe this can happen with balloons.
The magical new competition that will blow your mind. Blow Up starts Monday 7:30 on 7 and 7 Plus.